Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, January 30th, and our guest joining us in studio this morning, Candace Gagel with Little Bit of Haven right here in St. Louis. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Andy.
It's good to have you back in studio. It's been a while since we've chatted about Little Bit of Haven.
Yes, it has.
Has it been a year already?
It has been a year.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, for our listeners who might not have heard that conversation, what is Little Bit of Haven?
So Little Bit of Haven was opened a year ago. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary. It's a healthcare hospitality house located just a quarter of a mile south of Barnes Jewish Hospital and St. Louis Children's Hospital here in St. Louis.
Healthcare Hospitality House. That's a nice name. Now unpack that for us. What is a healthcare hospitality house? What's the main purpose?
Well, a better way to describe it may be what everybody knows to be Ronald McDonald House, something very similar. We're similar but unique. Ronald McDonald House is much bigger than we are.
Yeah.
We are more of the bed and breakfast version of a Ronald McDonald House, and certainly a Christian version.
So it's a place for families to stay.
A home away from home when you have a family member in the hospital.
I see. And so you described where it's located. For those not familiar with the area, that's in close proximity to...
Extremely.
Yeah, to a couple of hospitals, really.
Barnes Jewish Hospital and Children's Hospital are two of the best hospitals in the country. So people come from all over. Just 2 years ago, I was up there with my son, and we were in the cardiac intensive care unit. He had heart surgery when he was only 6 days old. And the couple next to us was from Alaska, to give you some perspective. We were the only ones from St. Louis in a 12-bedroom or a 12-room cardiac intensive care unit. And it was eye-opening that there's no, I mean, it's difficult to stay close.
Sure.
When you don't live here.
Yeah.
So...
And I can imagine just the stress and the anxiety, the emotions that come with a difficult time like that.
Sure.
Even when it's when it's great news that you're getting your child is getting the treatment that he or she needs and all the care that they need, still sitting in a waiting room for or sitting in their room for 24 hours and not having a chance
sometimes
to
months
breathe.
At a time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been homeless. I had never been homeless. That was the first time in my life that I definitely felt homeless because you don't have anywhere to put your stuff. You don't have, everything is there to take care of the patient, of course.
Sure.
And so you quickly wear down. Sleeping on a vinyl chair is not adequate. So, it's been described to be somewhat of a bed and breakfast feel. It feels like home. And I think it rejuvenates the family member that has to be part of that care team for the patient. And when they're rejuvenated, I think there's much better care given. And I just, I feel like that's being God's arms, being his.
Sure. And when you have that gift of a chance to rest and be rejuvenated, as you said, I think you're probably more apt to make good decisions.
Absolutely.
And to care, as you said, to care for the child or whoever that family member is, who's having a hospital stay and receiving medical attention. If you can get that rest, I think you're probably more inclined to make better decisions and to do a better job at caring for them.
It can be very emotional having a child in the hospital,
sure.
Especially when they have to endure things that aren't so fun. And you have to be the rock.
Yeah.
And you definitely do need that time of peace to yourself to pray and to cry if you need to, or just to get the literal rest so that you can go back up and be their rock.
So when someone comes to Little Bit of Haven, what do they find there? When a family comes and says, we need a place, we're here, like in your case, son was having heart surgery. It's going to be a long stay. As you said, it could be months.
Yes.
When they need a place to stay, what do they find at Little Bit of Haven?
They have their own room. We have 3 bedrooms, and as of last weekend, we have 4 bedrooms now. So they get a room. They have a full service kitchen. It's a house, and they can cook on the weekends. A lot of parents bring their children up to the hospital, and there's nowhere to be a parent, be mm-hmm. a mom, or to have family time.
Sure, the so siblings,
have,
yeah.
Exactly. So we have a dining room table. We have a living room. We have Gracie's Chapel. She's one of our inspirations as to why the house was created. But, you know, where they can play and be a family and talk and just rejuvenate. Mm-hmm. So that they can continue on.
Sure. Yeah. When you have, you know, multiple children, you have a child in the hospital, you're right. There's not really a place for the family to, to have family time, to be together, to sit down to a meal, to pray together.
Exactly.
You know, sure, the hospitals have chapels, but,
critical.
To sit down together as a family, to have that time, to
siblings might not understand
right.
or, you know, and then even if it's an adult in the hospital and in, we had one situation where a woman, her father hated hospitals, and he had come down from Peoria, was in the hospital. And at first she had said, oh, no, I'm fine. I don't need a place to stay. But by the third day, she's like, I need a shower. I need, you know, children's mm-hmm. hospital or children's hospitals are at least a little bit more adequated that they are going to have parents staying. But, you know, an adult hospital,
right.
they're not looking to accommodate family members per se. So she ended up staying with us, and she said it gave me what I needed to be there for him. Mm. And then even when other family members came in, even if it was for an evening or even just for an afternoon, they were able to build her up and mm-hmm. spend some time with her. So, and then you can walk. You can walk from our hospitality
wow.
house to the hospital. So you can be back in just a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really great. God has given us a great resource.
Yeah. Wow. What a prime location.
Absolutely.
to be so accessible, as you
mm-hmm.
said, to be able to walk to the hospital from there so you can be there so quickly. Because some might feel, you know, staying at a hotel a couple miles away, that's too far away. If something happens, they feel like they want to be close if something happens so they can be there. And obviously when you're staying at a hotel for weeks at a time, mm-hmm. those bills add up.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the people we've been able to help have been people that, I mean, we ask for a donation of $30 a night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even a lot for people to afford because you're looking at medical bills, you're
right.
looking at being away from home, and then the travel costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely daunting. So we've actually been really fortunate in having some individuals and congregations and groups step forward and sponsor the people staying at Little Bit of Haven. And it's really been such a blessing because a lot of these families can't believe someone would be so generous to, they don't know them. And a lot of the people that stay with us aren't necessarily Christian, don't know who Christ is, and that someone would just do that for them. A lot of them are really moved and touched.
When someone comes to Little Bit of Haven, who do they encounter? Are there folks that
yes.
help there, that greet them, that welcome them, help them get settled in, that
it's
sort of thing?
It's extremely important because I feel like that's the relational piece.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a husband and wife team, Jess and Zach, that reside there, and they are our rock because sometimes something can happen up at the hospital, and at 11 o'clock at night, they come to the hospitality house, and Jess and Zach have kind of an open door. They can knock on the door and talk at any time, and that happens
mm-hmm.
actually more often than I had expected because it's really overwhelming to be there by yourself,
mm-hmm.
to not have someone to talk to. The doctors tell you all these scary things because doctors are very honest.
Sure.
And to deal with decisions that are really big, life-changing decisions, to have someone to, we're there,
mm-hmm.
Where... You know, the other hospitality houses are great, but they don't always have that capability because it's more of a staff.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jess and Zach are a volunteer. They live there and definitely take care of our our guests. So
what a blessing to have them there to serve the guests as they're there, as you said, in a difficult time when you start getting information that it can be overwhelming. I know that you're getting reports from the doctor, all kinds of numbers and information, and you know, you have to make a decision sometimes, and sometimes within hours, or sooner, and
we've had moms with little tiny babies mm-hmm. in the NICU stay with us, and it's really scary for them because it's the first time being responsible for another human being,
mm-hmm.
and it can be really daunting, and they're alone because their significant other is back home, either taking care of other siblings
mm-hmm.
or working. And so they feel kind of alone, and to be able to walk with them, just to listen
mm-hmm.
to them, just to allow them that place to vent and to talk it out
sure.
is been really, really critical.
Kind of let those emotions out too.
Exactly.
It's hard to do when you're sitting in a waiting room in a hospital.
And when people stay with us for weeks or a couple months, you get to know them really well. And so then even when they go home, we get to continue to walk with them and hear from them, which has been really great. It's been a really great relationship builder.
Well, I look forward to maybe we can hear a story or two when we come back, and also find out what's happened in the past year, in the first year at Little Bit of Haven. So hope you can stick around for our conversation with Candace Gagel from Little Bit of Haven right here on His Time. We have more to talk about. Stick around.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
On the next adventure in Odyssey, the basketball team has a star player.
He tosses to Ryan Cummings, who shoots a three-pointer and scores!
But is Ryan really tearing up the basketball court because of a prayer?
I pray that Jesus would help me make the shot.
What will everyone think of the new Holy Hoopster?
So you think Jesus cares about who wins a basketball game?
Tune in for the next adventure in Odyssey.
Saturday mornings at 8:30 on KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, 7:44 Central Time. Joining me in studio today, Candace Gagel with Little Bit of Haven, comfortable and caring home away from home for families with patients in hospitals here in the St. Louis area. And Candace, before we went to break, you were sharing with me some of the joys of this ministry and this service to people here in the St. Louis area. How do families find out about Little Bit of Haven? How do they get connected with this great home away from home?
Sure. Well, we have an email address that is probably the best way to contact us. And it's lbhstl@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Another way is if you know you are coming to St. Louis in the hospital, your social worker can definitely refer you and have everything set up for you. And then our phone number is 314-479-6822. And you can also find us on Facebook.
So how have people found you in the past? How have people found out about Little Bit of Haven when they were at the hospital?
Probably the first 6 months, I would say, was word of mouth. Mm-hmm. People found out about us, word spread, and we've had people from Peoria, we've had people from Iowa, we've had people from all over Missouri and Southern Illinois. So word just spread, and then when they're at the hospital and they stay at this great place, they tell other.
You don't have to do any advertising.
You don't have to do a whole lot. So yeah.
Now, obviously, you want to make this available to people who need it. So I would gather this is open to those who are coming from outside the St. Louis area, correct?
Yes, that is a requirement. They need to have a permanent address outside of St. Louis.
Very good. Can you tell us about a family that any stories you can share with us about a family that's found a little bit of haven?
So we recently had a mom. She's a single mom. She lived in Illinois and had gone to her doctor to just have a regular ultrasound. And they found out the baby wasn't growing. And she was about 30 weeks. Mm-hmm. So she was airlifted to Barnes Hospital, where she gave birth to her daughter. And we've nicknamed her Biddy. So she gave birth to Biddy. And Biddy was only a few pounds, really tiny. But this mom, she was all alone. She gave birth by herself. And then with Biddy in the hospital, she had to care for her by herself. And it was extremely overwhelming. She lived at the hospital for a few weeks. And then a friend actually contacted me, referred her, and we got to know her. She came to stay. And I remember the night that she came over to Little Bit of Haven, she was walking in, and I could relate with her, because when I stayed up at the hospital, you definitely I don't know how to describe it. You really felt homeless. Mm-hmm. You know, you showered very little because there was a line for the shower.
Sure.
And so we were walking in and she said, "I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I look horrible." And I thought, no, you just look really tired. So I gave her a tour of the place and she cried because she was just so grateful and mm-hmm. overwhelmed that I get to stay here. So I remember it was a couple days later that I ran into her and asked her how that was going. And I was just delighted because she looked rested. She looked well. She just looked a different person. I mm-hmm. almost didn't recognize her. And she has stayed with us for a few weeks and we've gotten to know her really, really well. And I've gotten to walk with her. And we know Biddy like she's a member of our family. And I don't know. We have that story all the time. And I just...
Yeah,
it's become more than I could have ever have hoped for. God really is just doing great things.
How has that helped her care for her baby?
Well, she definitely uses us as almost like her second family mm-hmm. to tell us what's going on with Biddy, and you know, Jess and I listen. And one of the things she said to me was, "It's just Biddy and I. It's Biddy and I against the world." And I said, "Well, almost. There's it's Biddy, you and someone else." And she kind of gave me this strange look. I said, "Well, you'll learn more, but you're never alone. There is somebody really important that you will meet that is right there with you." And she is realizing now Christ is right there with her and she didn't realize it. And he's always been there mm-hmm. and he will continue to chase her and protect her and Biddy. And so it's not just her and Biddy.
Hmm. What a story. As you were sharing that story, you know, as a father and hearing that she was all alone in that, I can't imagine,
I can't either.
What that would be like.
To be in a strange city yeah. to give birth. And then because she was so little, they immediately took her away. And here you are.
All alone.
That would be, I don't know, that broke my heart when she told me that. Because I don't think, Christ doesn't want you to be alone. So.
Yeah. I just can't imagine going through that. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about how Little Bit of Haven got started. I know you shared with us the idea, your experience, and that there was an idea there. How did everything get moving? How did your experience then lead to what is now Little Bit of Haven?
Well, God used my experience to open my eyes. But then he continued to beat us over the head with a 2x4. while I was in the hospital with my son, it came to my attention that Acts 1-8 Mission Society, who is the parent organization that sponsors Little Bit of Haven, they were approached by a friend of a friend who knew of a couple that had had a daughter in the hospital, in and out of the hospital for 3 years. And the mom was living up in the hospital, Lauren, and the dad, Tim, with their son Isaac, was staying in Centralia. And so this family was kind of broken up.
Which is about how far Centralia?
So that would be like, I think a good hour and a half mm-hmm. Outside of St. Louis, to give perspective. Acts 1-8 was approached that there's a mom mm-hmm. living up at the hospital, and she was even sleeping in her car in the garage. Which is a no-no, not in St. Louis. So,
and very cold in the winter, by the way.
Very cold in the winter. It's not safe. It's, yeah. But I mean, a mom, right. Moms do what they have to do right. to yeah. stay close to their babies. So we were approached, or they were approached, because I was up in the hospital. And, you know, we had a futon. So I was like, well, I mean, that's better than sleeping in your car. So the night that they were going to come to look at our facility and to see if that would be a better accommodations, they got a phone call on their way over that their daughter, Gracie, she's the one that was in and out of the hospital, was not doing well. So they went up to the hospital, and it was only 45 minutes later that Gracie passed away. Mm-hmm. So when I got out of the hospital, you know, my eyes were opened. I saw the need. I saw this community up there that is struggling, doesn't have a place to sleep. You know, I got a taste of the life. And when I came back, I met with the people from X28, and they had said, Candace, you know, it was so sad. There was a mom and told me the story. And I thought, we have a house right here. The parsonage we used for our offices. I'm like, it's right there. I mean, there's all these people up there that could really benefit from this. So then we reached out to Lauren and Tim, and they were so gracious to come and talk. And together we decided we can do this. Well, God was telling us we needed to do this. I don't think we had a choice. So, so together with them, they have been in and out of hospitality houses. They are my experts. They know everything about that life because mm-hmm. they lived it for 3 years. They were really instrumental. And so together we put it together with a lot of help. But the great news is that they just had a little girl last week.
Oh, wow.
Gave birth to a little girl. So, yeah,
wow.
Hannah.
How exciting.
Yeah. God,
thanks be to God.
Miraculous. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Well, there have been a lot of hands over the last year. And I know that you probably can't remember everybody that's been involved. I know there are a lot of people that have been involved, but it took a lot of people to get the rooms to what they are today. To get the building fixed up and to make it a nice, warm, and welcoming place that it is.
Absolutely.
Some congregations have helped.
Yes.
It sounds like a number of people from all over have joined together.
Yes.
And made a difference. You had a gentleman with you last time who had done a lot of work.
Yes.
give us an idea, just a rundown of what it's taken over the last year to get the this home away from home to where it is today in terms of fixing up stuff and that sort of thing.
Sure. Hopefully I don't leave anybody out, but Jacob's Well, our brand new congregation that was sponsored by X18 and is now officially an SCLC congregation, they were really instrumental. They adopted a room. That's kind of how we did it, is adopting a room. Blessed Savior O'Fallon, Illinois, mm-hmm. were really instrumental. They continue to be instrumental. They have three women who come once a month and clean. I call them Haven's Helpers. They're amazing. I couldn't live without them. Then we have St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Clayton. They came and adopted a room. And then actually just this past weekend, Faith Oakville came and sponsored a room and completely remodeled it. And you can see those pictures out on our Facebook page. But in Ascension Lutheran Church in South City, they were really instrumental as well. It's been a labor of love between a lot of people who are passionate about this. Because every time I go out and tell my story, or Lauren tells her story about Gracie, the amazing thing is we run into so many parents who have actually been through this, mm-hmm. who know, and they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
So then when this, you know, when we talk about it, it all starts to come out that there's a lot of people in our community who have experienced what, you know, it's like to be homeless at the hospital and to be scared for a loved one.
Mm-hmm. To need that home away from home.
Absolutely.
or in...
Because it could be any of us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You have a daughter.
We have a son, yeah.
Oh, a son. I'm sorry,
yeah, yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
You have a son, and it was people just like right. me and you.
Yeah. To have that need and to not... It's not just a room, though, as you pointed out.
It's not just a room.
There are people there who care and...
People think it's just a room when right. they come to stay, but they find a lot more.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
Well, how can we find out more? You shared some contact information
sure.
with us earlier.
Would you like me to share it again?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, I think the best way to contact us, because we're a little busy, so you don't get lost in the shuffle, is to contact us via email, mm-hmm. LBH, which stands for a little bit of Haven, LBHSTL@gmail.com. And then you can also call us, of course, 314-479-6822. And then if you'd like to see pictures and keep up with us, our Facebook page, just search for A Little Bit of Haven and you can follow us.
Yep. Follow updates. It on there. Click like and you can follow it on there.
Exactly.
And that'll keep you posted as to what's going on.
And give you some pictures and stuff, which is a lot of fun.
Are there needs? Are there things that that you need for A Little Bit of Haven?
So, you know, anything it takes to run a house, we definitely love receiving supplies, which people have been so gracious. Paper towels, toilet paper,
sure, all the paper products,
yes. You know, laundry, detergent, things like that. But, you know, most importantly, like I said, we're running into the families that are going to be with us for a few weeks or a couple months. You know, when babies are in the NICU and they're born at 2 pounds, they're going to be with us for 4 months. So sponsorships, we really, really could use sponsorships. And it's $30 a night, $200 for a week. And you will sponsor a family, a mom, a dad, a daughter staying at A Little Bit of Haven. And that is really, really critical. So you can email us and we can get you the information to be a sponsor.
That would be great. So again, we can email you
lbhstl@gmail.com. Got it.
Outstanding. And again, find them on Facebook too. You can look for A Little Bit of Haven on Facebook and click like on there. You can see some pictures and see what's going on.
You can message us from there as well.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time coming over and spending some time with us. It's been great to hear about what's going on, and happy anniversary, happy birthday as well. 1 year.
We're one.
1 year. That's an exciting year. And so now you're in the toddler years. Congratulations.
Yes. Teething.
Oh my. Well, thank you so much, Candace Gagel, for coming over and sharing with us about A Little Bit of Haven. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Today, we're going to study with Pastor Christopher Kroom from Faith Lutheran Church in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hope you can join us for that as we get into 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 26. It'll be a good study as well. Looking forward to getting that. And don't forget, it is Friday. We have Creation Club coming up at 8:45. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO.